T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Better Government Association is suing the Chicago Police Department. The reason? To try to get documents and video related to the incident last month when Superintendent Eddie Johnson was found asleep at the wheel of his parked car. More from WBBM's Steve Miller.
The BGA made a request under the Freedom of Information Act for reports, dash cam, and body cam videos from the early morning hours of October 17th when Superintendent Johnson was found asleep in his car. Police denied the request because of an ongoing investigation with the city's Office of Inspector General. So the BGA is now suing the police, saying the police department is in willful violation of the public records law. Johnson announced last week he is retiring at the end of the year. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
People in the Chicago area are finding all sorts of ways to deal with the bitter cold, as we hear from WBBM's Jim Gudis.
Bill, short of Glenview, is thinking of a far-off place that's warm, and he's getting relief from the cold much closer to home.
I wish I could trade it in for Florida, to tell you the truth.
So how you dealing with it?
Well, just dressing warmer and trying to keep inside as much as possible.
So what are you doing outside then?
I'm meeting my girlfriend Raquel over at the movie theater.
One mom said it was too cold in her house, so she took her two boys to a well-heated bookstore. And we ran into a delivery man who says he made sure he was bundled up to deal with the cold and can always retreat to his well-heated truck when the outdoor elements get to be too much. In Skokie, Jim Gudis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The heat is back on for students at a Southside high school after a day of extra layers were needed.
Of all the days for the heat to go out at Kenwood Academy High School, a record-breaking low-temperature day in November was not what was needed. But students got through it. The Chicago Public School System says the heat went out in the morning, and administrators kept an eye on the inside temperature throughout the day, deeming it okay enough to continue classes. One student tells the Sun-Times, though, some students were wearing hats, gloves, and scarves. Others wore their gym uniforms underneath their clothes. The heating system was repaired by late afternoon. Outside Kenwood Academy High School on 51st Street, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago cab driver who was involved in an altercation with a passenger after being caught on cell phone video watching TV on an expressway is now facing criminal charges.
The woman said it was, in her words, the ride from hell.
I asked you to put the phone down while I'm in your car.
Tara Hines started recording with her cell phone when the driver for Blue Cab was watching something on Netflix and things escalated.
Get the camera on my damn face. Have you lost your damn mask?
You just swung at me, really?
No, I didn't swing at you.
Oh, I'm calling the police now for sure.
Go ahead, get out. Why you calling the police? Get out.
No, I'm waiting for the police to come. You're not leaving me here. And then she turned around and then she swung at me.
That's all you gotta do is report me. That's it. That's all I asked you to do.
The driver, Jeanette Wright, is now charged with aggravated assault and using an electronic device while driving. The cab company had told CBS2 the dispute started because the two women were arguing about what show to watch, which Hines said was ridiculous. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
19 people are homeless after a fire on the southwest side earlier today. Firefighters were sent to a home in the 3500 block of South Francisco and found a fire that had started in several garages that had then spread to a home. No one was hurt. Chicago's St. Ignatius Prep is getting a $15 million donation from an anonymous donor. The gift, the largest in the school's history, is earmarked to fund minority scholarships. The donor says the money is in honor of the school's 150th anniversary.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.